This week, news broke regarding the arrest of Telegram's founder, a figure known for his bold choices and controversial acts. The implications are enormous, not just for the company, but for the future of communication apps as a whole. It raises questions about corporate governance. In the tech world, large companies are often on the lookout for new talent. The practice known as acqui-hiring has gained traction. It's a strategy to bring in skilled teams while avoiding antitrust scrutiny. Big corporations quietly absorb smaller startups, making it appear as if they are only interested in the people running them. This often creates a situation where innovation stagnates. Many believe that these moves are simply a way to eliminate competition. The founders of these acquired companies find themselves in a difficult position, torn between their dreams and well-laid plans. Some experts argue that this creates a false sense of security in the market. As these behemoths grow, smaller players struggle to survive. The tech landscape is transforming rapidly. In light of the recent arrest, stakeholders are evaluating their roles in the ecosystem. The balance between innovation and regulation feels fragile at best. The tension between powerful entities and emerging startups continues to shape our digital world. And one must wonder, at what cost are we protecting ourselves from monopolistic practices?